Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning some issues that we continue to see with milking equipment on many of our dairy farms. One of the most common pieces of equipment to fail in the milking system is actually the pulsator. Why do they fail? Well, most commonly they actually fail because a pulsator hose slips off, picks up some manure off the deck or other pieces of straw or whatever might happen to be there that gets sucked into the pulsator, and then the pulsator will eventually fail. So how do we prevent that? Some have installed filters in those lines, and that does help prevent things from getting to the pulsator, but we also then have to keep an eye on the filters to make sure if they're clogged that they get changed. Many of you have these graphed out on a regular basis. When you start to see multiple pulsators failing every time the technicians show up, that means that they've not been working properly for some time. So scheduled maintenance needs to increase so that we can catch the pulsators before they become a hazard to the cow. The second major issue that we usually find in systems is just maintenance of vacuum at the teat end. Today, with all of our electronic controls and variable speed vacuum pumps, this is a fairly complicated system. And when these things fail, that means that many times we get too high a vacuum level in the line, which again can cause discomfort to the animal during the milking process. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to work with their local equipment service crews to make sure that we do a good job of maintaining pulsators and vacuum level at the teat end.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.